So this year's Panto is almost upon us, and the man behind the whole thing, the director, is Phil Clark. I'm so lucky to grab 5 minutes with you really today. Phil, thanks for joining us.
It literally is 5 minutes, so it's all systems go in our last dress rehearsals before we open tomorrow night. It's very exciting. It's a lovely, colourful family show, and everybody's working really, really hard, and I think it's got a lot of joy in it as well, which is really lovely at this time of year.
You say colourful because I don't know if you can hear in the background, there's a bit of work going on some of the sets still, and it does look very bright and very eye-catching. Talk us through the story. We know Jack and the Beanstalk, but there's some twists that we can expect.
Yeah, I always sort of try and look at, okay, we're doing Jack and the Beanstalk, but what relevance has Jack and the Beanstalk got to 2016? So what I've done is I've set it, it's set in Cheltenhamville, and we've gone very green issues this year. It's a big thing. So I thought, oh, beans, growing bean stalks, let's think of green things, let's look at recycling. So we've got whole mad routines of recycling from Tweedy & Co, which are quite breathtaking. And then you've got bean stalks growing, and you've got dancing vegetables. And so I've sort of gone for all those green issues and farmers markets and living. And the fairy this year is the eco fairy. So I've sort of tried to make it contemporary in that way without losing the fairy tale of it. What's great is you start to develop a dialogue with that audience, and you've got people saying, oh, well, you know, we've seen them all. I've also got people coming out and saying, people who are bringing their children and were dancers in the pantomime 10 years ago. So that's fantastic, you know, and so it's a real sense of community and a real sense of celebration of family.
Every year, the Panto seems to get better and better and better, and I'm so looking forward to opening night tomorrow. I will be there, and it's running right through until January, isn't it?
Yeah, it's running right through till January, and it is booking extremely well. That's one thing we've done over the years. We've really built our audiences, which is great. But, you know, I can't think of a better thing to do, you know, and I remember going to the pantomime as a child, and I think it does stay with you for the rest of your life, and it's a very British thing to do, and I think that's joyous.
So we've come up to the dressing rooms now here at the Everyman Theatre. Everything is going on right now with the technical rehearsals, and the cast are getting ready. They're sort of trying on outfits as well and things like that. And one of the main characters this year, and there's got a lovely feel to Jack and the Beanstalk, is a character that's called the Eco Fairy, played by Gillian Elisa. Gillian, hello.
Hello, how are you? Nice to meet you.
I'm so excited. I love coming backstage to Panto because you get to see where all the magic happens. Now, tell us about your character.
Well, she's the eco fairy. She's she comes from the flower land, you know, and she directs the show really, and she's the sort of orator of the show and sort of tells the story, you know, and it's a lovely part, and I get to sing a rock number in the middle. I'm not going to say any more.
Okay.
But she shows her mettle in the middle.
I'm looking forward to this. Now, I'm also told, as every fairy should, there is a flying scene. How has the flying practicing been going?
I haven't done it yet.
Oh, okay. Are you nervous about it?
Well, I'm excited. It's challenging. Yes, I think I was more nervous when I first came here months ago. Now I'm here. I'm committed. You know, I need to just get on with it and enjoy it. And I'm absolutely thrilled that they've asked me to do this and that they have the confidence that I'm going to go up there.
Well, we look forward to seeing that. Do you know what I love about Panto is the fact that it brings everybody together. We were talking to Phil, the director, just a moment ago, and he said, that's it. You close those doors and we're all on one level. And that's the great thing, isn't it?
Well, Phil Clark, I haven't worked with him since, I think it was about 25 years ago. Right. And he cast me in Matilda. Mm-hmm. And I played Miss Trunchbull. And I did 72 performances speaking like this. It nearly killed me. And now I've got another challenge here. And Phil Clark knows what he's doing. He's great with shows of this form. Mm-hmm. And he pulls people together. He pushes people. He challenges people. And he says to me, trust me, I know what I'm doing. And he does.
Right. Well, it's opening night tomorrow night. Oh, yes. Everything ready to go?
I think so. I just hope I've got the right underwear.
Very important, especially with those flying scenes.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we are backstage. Pretty much, well, we're in the dressing rooms and the costume departments at the Everyman Theatre ready for the panto. And a favourite of the panto is Willie Elliott. Hello, sir.
Welcome to my dressing room. Welcome to my world.
Can I just describe what I'm seeing right now is a sort of full-on white, kind of almost space-like Star Wars-type outfit where you have two colanders very carefully placed. Yes. Describe what I'm seeing.
She's called Princess Leibai.
Right.
So think of that, and you've got it.
As you may have gathered, Willie is playing the Dame Trot this year.
Yes, for the second time. We did this 5 years ago. Yeah. Slightly different production now. Mm-hmm. Different costume, brand new costumes, which is just bliss, obviously. And, they're completely outrageous.
Well, yes, I've just seen one that you've just got changed out of. I'm surprised at how heavy they are. It must be exhausting.
I lose a lot of weight when I'm doing this show, I can tell you. But not just the costumes, but all the running around in the costumes.
Yeah.
So I've become very slender by the end.
10 years now, you must love it.
Yes, I'm getting very old at this theatre. 10 years, it's hard to believe, actually. I came for one. Here we are. Be careful what you wish for, everybody.
Brilliant. Out of the costumes that you've got, and I can see one spectacular one right now, which is your favourite?
Well, I haven't worn them enough to have a favourite yet. Mm-hmm. This one I'm wearing at the moment is particularly sweaty. Just standing here.
Yes.
Lots of vinyl.
I'm getting the warmth off you from here. It does look very, very warm indeed. And how many, do you know at this point, how many costume changes you have?
Seven or eight.
Wow.
Which is usual, So when I'm not on stage, I'm backstage changing.
Into that's another glamorous outfit.
Exactly.
Now, just finally, before we go, out of the 10 years, because you've done a number of these now, so what would be your favourite one that you've done?
I think my favourite panto is Aladdin, actually. Mm-hmm. The last time we did Aladdin here, we had some great routines, juggling routines and plate smashing routines and all the rest of it. Yeah. That was great. But there's more to come in this one, I have to say. Lots of new stuff.
He's arrived. Tweedy is here. Hello, sir.
Hi. Is it morning? I don't know.
Good. It is morning.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good Thursday morning. Yes.
That's it. Well rehearsed. Good Thursday morning. Now, right now, let me explain the scene. As with Tweedy, nothing is ordinary. We have a floor cleaner, which you're currently using as it looks like sort of like a hobby horse, maybe. You've got a connection with the floor cleaner.
It was just there, and I can't resist playing with things.
Be careful.
Well, it could be a new act here. You never know.
Because you have the iron, of course.
Keith, the iron, yes. Yeah. I can't go anywhere without Keith now, otherwise people are like, where's the iron? Where's Keith? I said, oh, okay, best get the iron.
What about Fenella the floor cleaner?
That's just ridiculous.
Okay.
Silly. Who'd have a pet floor cleaner?
Now, listen. Back to the panto. You're here. Fifth year,
yes. It's exciting. Time has flown by. Jack and the Beanstalk. I'm very excited.
One of your favourites?
Yeah, and it's kind of the first ever panto I did, which was a long, long time ago, actually nearly 25 years ago, was Jack and the Beanstalk. Uh-huh. And that's how it all started for me. That was my first kind of professional job where I went, hey, I can make money doing this nonsense. Jack the Beanstalk is a bit special for me, yes.
Tell us about your character, Silly Billy Tweedy Trot. Have I got that right?
You have, yes. Silly Billy Tweedy Trot. Yes, it's, well, I mean, I'm always Tweedy, really, whatever I play. But I am Dame Trot's son and Jack's silly brother. So I'm integral to the play, I've got to act very seriously throughout the show. I bring the usual nonsense to the show. Lots of silliness and new routines, as always, and lots of mess and some edge-of-your-seat stuff, hopefully, too.
I love the tricks. I love the acrobatics. Is there plenty of those this year?
There is, yes, and hopefully they'll go right. Because I've got to come up with new things each year because it's lots of the return visits, which is brilliant. So I have to practice and do new things. So hopefully they will go right. Well, actually, when they go wrong, it's funny. But as long as it's not dangerous when it goes wrong, that's the main thing.
Good luck with Jack and the Beanstalk this year.
You're welcome.
Yay!
Happy Thursday.
Yay!